is Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Can I have a radio check? Any station, please.
JVQ, loud and strong, Chad.
How are you? Got about 25 minutes. You got a little time? Waited here. Okay, so real quick, this is 40 watts. I'd like to get my power down a little bit. So, if you got time, let's get a signal report out of the way. So let me move down to 5 watts. I'll be right back. KO4NUE, 5 watts over.
Change. Really? That sounds marvelous.
So, that situation is taking a turn for the downside. He's still losing hemoglobin, and he can't really figure out what's happening as of yet. So we're kind of waiting on tomorrow to do the endoscope to see where it's all going. But starting to get a little bit concerned.
It's distressing, I know. But prayers and modern medicine mixed together will do a wonder sometimes, and they certainly will be able to find out where the leak is, I suppose. That's the right way to put it, and get that patched up. I'm glad he's getting care now. That's the important thing.
Yeah, it's been a rocky couple of days, but at any rate, we'll change the subject for a minute. So what you been doing on Memorial Day today?
I'm banging around the house. Did a little work on the car. Don't use it much, so every once in a while I have to give it a little boost. The battery will go down after several days. I suppose there's some parasitic drain on it that I'm not that aware of. I know there's going to be some, because a lot of the car stays alive these days. You know, the computer stays alive, the alarm system stays alive. I've thought about putting a solar trickle charge on it. It has a sunroof, and maybe that'll be enough. What do you think?
I'd be interested in knowing how many amps the parasitic draw's pulling. Just disconnect negative lead and set an ohm meter up for amps and go between the lead and the post and see kind of what it's pulling. I'm going to say at the most probably 800 milliamps to keep the computer awake. I don't think it should pull more than that. If it's pulling more than that, then you're right, you got a parasitic draw. But how many days before it pulls it down?
I'd say 7 or 8.
Like a dome light to me, or a hood light, or a tail, or a trunk light. Sometimes the switches go bad and you can't see. Go out there at night and look at it and see if you see any light leaking around the trunk or the hood. And that'll be a good starting point.
Sort of. Checking for you know, that kind of light. I'll give that a shot when it's dark. And I have to leave my Toyotas have this proximity key, so I can't approach the car with the key or it'll come alive, you know what I'm saying? The dome light at least comes on when you do that.
You leave the key in the house and walk up to it without it, right? Yeah, you would have to touch it or do something to make the alarm go off, right?
Never actually push on the car to make the alarm. Right there, and you count three lefts and turn it the next right. And that's the way he taught me how to drive. When I was, you know, driving while sitting in his lap, he was doing the pedals and I was doing the steering wheel, you know, you remember that. And a GPS is like having an angel with you in the car. I'm serious. I'm only comfortable if that thing is on, but I do unplug it when I leave the car.
I'm just curious. Do you know where the fuse panel is on the car, Larry?
With that?
Is it near the battery?
It's on the opposite side.
The fuse box. Is it under the hood?
Hood and opposite to that.
So, here's the way I do it, if you're interested. Negative lead. Put the black lead of the ohm meter on the battery post. On the battery lead, negative. Put the positive on the negative post. And then move the ohm meter over to where the battery, where the fuse box is, so you can see it. Set the ohm meter up in amps. And so you can see the meter at the fuse box. Take the little pullers that come with the fuse box and they can systematically pull one fuse out. And, for example, if it's pulling, say, 2 amps, pull the fuse and observe the reading. If the amperage does not drop, then it's not in that circuit. Put that fuse back in. Pull the next fuse. And eventually, you're going to pull the fuse of the circuit that is creating the draw. With the only exception to that is going to be the alternator and maybe, I don't know, the body control module. Sometimes they're not on a fuse circuit, but that's a good start. Find the fuse. When you pull, you know, a certain fuse, when you find it, the amperage will go down. And then look at your instruction on the top of the fuse box, and that'll tell you what circuit it is. And it may be something you can fix, you know, directly. You know, dome light circuit or something that you can fix. If it's some kind of module or something, you'll probably have to take a dealership over.
Okay, that makes sense. Made me think of another thing that could possibly be a draw. It'd be strange, though. When I ordered the car, and it was that kind of thing, wanted a sunroof, wanted a backup camera, and wanted, you know, the various things that were optional. And the car that they found, they don't order it that way from the factory anymore. Of course, they just look through all the inventory of every Toyota dealer everywhere, you know, and get something, in this case, something that was close. And when it arrived, they were going to charge me what we'd agreed upon, but I could not, I looked high and low on that car, and I couldn't find backup camera. And I says, this car was supposed to have a backup camera. Well, we're sorry, sir, but we couldn't find one with a backup camera and all the other things that you had specified. And I says, well, that'd be fine, but you're going to put one in. And believe it or not, it had to go all the way to the, you know, to the regional office before they decided to please a customer. You know, I worked my life in retail, and you just don't treat customers that way. But anyway, the backup camera was installed in an aftermarket way, if you will. They didn't run it through the same path that an original factory-installed backup camera would. And so I can't vouch for that. Now can I?
And, you know, that'd be a good place to start, but it's, they've got it hooked somewhere on the bottom of the fuse box. Hopefully they didn't, aren't tapped into some kind of circuit. I'm not sure which one, but, you know, it just started the fuse, that I don't think that's ever let me down. You know, with the exception of, you know, the charging circuit, the alternator sometimes it's not on a fuse circuit, and, you know, you gotta be cognizant of that, but I think everything else is on that fuse, and it should give you some direction on where to start, or at least weed out all the other stuff to narrow things down a little bit.
This conversation because, well, truthfully, I had not given any thought whatsoever to that backup camera. Now, it engages, of course, when you place the transmission into reverse. But it is connected to the power in some way. It is off until then. It should be on when I'm in park. It's an automatic 3-speed transmission, but... Yeah, that's something to check, which I would not have even thought of. So sometimes good ideas just come out of casual talk. But I'm talking with somebody who knows their way around a lot more than I do. I enjoy driving a car that works, but beyond that, I was never car crazy, you know, never. I always drove old cars that I had to keep on the road, but I never souped them up, and I never, oh goodness, I listened to, who is it, Daniel, that just does everything to his automobile, and I just, the amount of energy that goes into that. Now, it's satisfying, you know, if that's what gives you a thrill, but I was never that interested. KK4JPQ.
So, I never got into cars. I just, you know, I just hated working on them. But I got into tractors. I've got a bunch of old tractors here on the farm I restored. every nut and bolt, you know, that kind of restoration. And I've got a 52 John Deere Model A. I've got great-granddaddy's Alice Chalmers Model B. 1928 Caterpillar 15 that was great-granddaddy's. Let's see. 39, maybe a 40 John Deere Model AO. 51 Massey Harris Pony. And I think that's it. There might be another one down there somewhere. I don't know.
You go down that list, someone that you would really have enjoyed a conversation about tractors would have been Ray Allis. He had several tractors, and the one that he had when he passed was a 51 Ford, I believe. And he loved that thing. And he used it. I mean, he used it and kept it in good condition. And he would talk about it. You know, this time of year, he and Gary, KI4DOS, would have lots of conversations during the net, several times a week. And it was all about crops and equipment. It was so interesting. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who is. It really hurts that Ray is gone. You know, he was such a gentleman. And when you talk to Gary, that's two gentlemen. And that's a good conversation.
Well, my I inherited the Model B and the Caterpillar from my grandfather. He passed it on to Dad, and Dad passed it on to me. But the Caterpillar sat up in the packing shed up at the home place up here till, oh, I think it was 98, I think. It's an interesting story. Might tell you that on the net tonight. We're getting close to the net. But it's a pretty interesting story. We'll leave that for maybe tonight. But it's a good opportunity to tell you about my granddad. Anytime I talk about the Caterpillar, I always take an opportunity to, you know, tell about my granddad too, because he was a pistola boy. I'm telling you, he was something else. He would have been from Ray's generation, I guess. And you know, men like that are they're different kind of man, you know. And always a pleasure to talk to and to do usually have any kind of dealings with, really. But I guess what was going on in the world at the time, you know, kind of made them. But at any rate, well, listen, let me duck on out of here. Anna's calling Net tonight, and she's wanting to get in here and get her station set up the way she wants. So let me get on, and I'll hang around after the Net a little bit. KO4NUE, I'll be clear for now, Larry, but I'll be clear on your final. Go ahead, sir.
You continue to sound real good on that radio at 5 watts. Good on you. KK4JBQ, I am standing by for the Net. KK4JBQ. You're quite scratchy, but I can just make out. You are getting through. You open the receiver and you are getting through. You haven't quite found your X as yet. You might move slightly, find another spot where you can receive clearly. Maybe a little better than you are there. And you might get in a little better if you're on a handheld, that is. KK4JBQ.
KO4NUE, KO4SWZ.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4RYP. My name is Anna. My location is Campobello. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4RYP. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4RYP. It's a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight, we will begin the roll call portion of the net with those who use the pre-chat site. We have about 19 against tonight. So I'd like to welcome W4FCM, Mr. Fred from Traveler's Rest, IEI, Ms. Isla, also from Traveler's Rest, W2AMD, Mr. Andrew from Simpsonville, KN4MMI, Ms. Stephanie from Lyman, KN4MDA, Mr. John, also from Lyman, KI4LZI, Mr. Andy in Table Rock, K4ROW, Mr. Richard in Greenville, K1CJW, Mr. Roland in Pickens, K4XMR, Mr. Mel in Prosperity, WU2T, Mr. Rusty in Moore, KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville, N4DJC, Mr. Jerry in Anderson, KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack in Greenville, K4OSH, Mr. Pat in Malden, KN4HTP, Ms. Wendy in Simpsonville, and W2MJB, Mr. Mark, also in Simpsonville, KX4YM, Mr. Scott in Greenville, KC4W, Mr. Bill in Anderson. Thank you to all who used the pre-net check-in feature on the website. Next, we will move to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only are invited to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net by calling KO4RYP.
Atkins is W4NGU, W4 November, Golf Uniform, Phil in Boiling Springs, negative and negative.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome W4NGU, Mr. Phil in Boiling Springs. Hope you are having a nice Memorial Day. Mr. Phil, thank you for stopping by and checking in with me. I would also like to welcome my husband, Chad, KO4NUE, who is here with me in Campobello tonight. All right, tonight being Monday night, we will begin with any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters E through H. Please call KO4RYP.
check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Chandler. And I'll be negative to negative tonight. Thanks.
W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. That's Patrick in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Anna. Thanks for calling the net.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KC4EZN, Mr. Harry and Candler. Thank you so much for checking in with me tonight, Mr. Harry. I appreciate it and hope you are doing well today. And I'd also like to welcome W4FHJ, Mr. Gene and Taylors. Mr. Gene, you're sounding good tonight. Thanks for checking in. And my friend Patrick from Penrose, KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick, I hope you are doing well and have had a lovely Memorial Day. Thank you for stopping by and checking in. Any additional stations, Echo 3 Hotel, please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP, net control to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We have another EchoLink station up, so EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit, and I will hang around.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KN4RJN, Mr. John and Brown Summit. Thank you for checking in, and I will be back to you when we get to the ride 2 portion. All right, we'll move on up to the next section of our alphabet, India through Lima. Any stations with the suffix of your call beginning I through L, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative and saying 73 for each one of you.
RYP. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. Seeing in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Chad. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4RYP. This is K3JTD, Kilo 3 Juliet Tango Delta, Jim in Union, South Carolina, negative and negative, 73.
4RYP.
It's always good to hear you call the net. Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, who when I asked her if she'd like to check in tonight, said, I've got a call coming in from a friend in New York. So that's why she's not checking in. But she's in the house. Check her in, too, if you would, please. KC4MFK, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Park us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KK4JFO, Mr. James, up in Tuxedo. Thank you for checking in with me tonight, Mr. James. I always enjoy hearing you. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, up in Fletcher. Hope you are doing well up there, Mr. Sid. I hope it's a little cooler up there than it is down here. Thank you for checking in with me tonight. Hope you are having a good Monday evening. And next on my list, I'd like to welcome Mr. Jim in Union, K3JTD. Thank you for checking in with me, Mr. Jim. I do appreciate it. I think that's the first time you've checked in with me, but I could be wrong. But thank you for stopping by. I appreciate it. We're here every night at 9 p.m., different net controller every night. So be sure to hop back over and check in with us again. And my good friend, Mr. Larry in Greer, KK4JBQ, who brings along his lovely wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Mr. Larry, you tell me, Donna, be taking an important call from New York from a friend. That is totally fine. I hope she enjoys her chit-chat with her friend. And thank you for checking in with me tonight. Please tell Miss Donna I said hello. All right. Any additional stations in check-in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to pause for just a minute and go to EchoLink. EchoLink stations only. Wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Good evening, Miss Annie. Good evening to you, Miss Annie. Good to get to talk to you again. If you would, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4 for Parker Baker Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Miss Annie, and all on the net. And do be sure and tell Mr. Chad hello for me, KA4PQA.
Says KO4RYP Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen and Greenwood, KA4PQA. Mr. Stephen, it's always good to have you check in, and Chad says hello right back at you. So thank you so much. Hope you are having a good Monday evening as well. All right, we're going to move on up to the next section of the alphabet, Mike through Papa. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning M through P, please call KO4RYP.
Net control. Okay, KI4MRA will be negative and negative. Also, Miss Anna, if you could give me a signal report, I'm trying to make sure I got the antenna pointed correctly. I have KO4NNH beside me. Check him in negative and negative.
RYP. Anna, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Serena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter by telephone relay, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, KI4MRA in Piedmont, and also KO4NNH, Fred. And Mr. Fred, if you are full quieting, you could come down just a little bit on your mic gain. But other than that, you sound really great. So thank you for checking in with me tonight. I'd also like to welcome KK4ONO, Ms. Lorena in Piedmont, and KK4DMW, Mr. Rick, also in Piedmont, and by telephone relay, their daughter, Ms. Michelle, KM4MOQ. Ms. Lorena, it's always good when you check in your clan. Thank you for stopping by tonight. Any additional stations wishing to check in, Mike through Papa, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. 4MRA. I just want to clarify, me and KO4NNH are currently here on Mike UTH and StarTex.
For MRA, thank you so much for clarifying that. Sorry, I just started right in Piedmont after I wrote KO4NNH, so I appreciate the clarification. Hope you all are having a good Memorial Day evening in StarTex. Thanks for coming back with me. All right, we're going to move on up to our next section of the alphabet, Quebec through Tango. Any stations with the suffix of your call beginning Q through T, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Again, KO4QLG. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, Chris, and Liberty. And I will be hanging around for some comments tonight.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Chris and Liberty, KO4QLG. And Chris, I've got you down for comments, and I'll be back around to you for the RACU portion. Thanks for checking in. Any additional stations wishing to check in, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4RYP.
Control. Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Tango, Whiskey, Papa, also Kilo Golf 4, Lima, Kilo Alpha, Tom and Angie. Tom and Angie and Hartwell at the campsite.
Says KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KD4TWP, Mr. Tom and Hartwell, and who brings along with him, Miss Angie, KG4LKA. I hope you guys are having a wonderful time at your campsite. Thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it. It is good to hear you tonight, and happy Memorial Day to you both. All right. One more call for stations Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we're going to move on up to the next section of our alphabet, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4RYP.
Net control. This is Kilo Echo Zero, Uniform X-ray. This is Joe here in Mount Pisgah, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is everybody on the NF this evening. Happy Memorial Day.
Please check in. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on NIP.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KE0UUX, Mr. Joe, in Mount Pisgah. Hope you are doing well. You're sounding good from up there, Mr. Joe. Have a great Memorial Day evening. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, in southern Greenville County. Thank you so much for checking in with me tonight, Mr. Tommy. Hope you are doing well. Any additional stations wishing to check in, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4. Whiskey Zulu. KO4. WWZ. Name is Chan. GGHE from South Carolina. I'll stick around for some cheese. Good evening to all on the net. Thank you for calling the net, Ms. Chan.
Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KO4WWZ Chandler over in Easley. Mr. Chandler, I will be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Thanks for stopping by. Next on my list is Mr. Stephen in Lincoln County, Georgia. Mr. Stephen, I believe I got your call as W4WHS. Was that correct, sir? Well, thank you so much for stopping by, Mr. Stephen. I appreciate it. Hope you are having a great evening. All right. At this time, we'll move on up to the patient group now, who hasn't had to be quite so patient tonight. Alpha through Delta. Any stations with the suffix of your call beginning A through D, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4RYP. Good evening, Anna. Sound good tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative, and thanks for calling that tonight.
Next control, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha, India, Zulu, KQ4AIZ, Chase and West India, and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. This is KO4RYP. I got your check-in, but either your beams are off or you might need to change your batteries. You were very, very, very quiet. So I got your check-ins, but whatever message you needed to me to relay to Chad, and if you're staying for comments, I did not get. Will you recheck with me?
KO4RYP, KI4DOS. Is that any better?
Much better, Mr. Gary.
You got me and Joy checked in, KI4DOS and K3JOY. I said happy Memorial Day to all on the net. Hope everyone had a nice one. And I said, no rag chew, no comments tonight, and no traffic, no rag chew. And tell Mr. Chad I forgot my microphone.
Roger that, Mr. Gary. Jen says he will get it to Miss Joy for sure. So tell her to be expecting that. Thanks for checking in. Thanks for rechecking. I appreciate it. This is KO4RYP Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome W4CTW, Mr. Tyler and Taylors. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Tyler. Hope you're doing well. And Mr. Dave and Greer, net manager, W4DJW. Thanks for checking in, Dave, tonight. Hope you all are well. Mr. Chase in West Union, KQ4AIZ. Thank you for checking in tonight, sir. Hope you are having a good Memorial Day. And KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, and K3JOI, Miss Joy, both in Easley. Hope you guys are having a happy Memorial Day. Any additional stations wishing to check in, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4RYP.
Everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
This is KO4RYP Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KB2, BYQ, Mr. Dave and Easley. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Dave, and happy Memorial Day to you. All right, we are going to open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet. Any stations wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Believe everybody is cooking out, finishing up some Memorial Day cookouts. So we will move on to the Rag Chew portion. So I'm now going to secure the formal portion of the net. So our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the Rag Chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between Rag Chews. First up on the stump on this Memorial Day evening is KN4RJN. How are you, Mr. John, and what have you been doing to celebrate Memorial Day?
This is KN4RJN. I am doing fine, and for my celebration, I got the grass mowed, and that was about it. I oftentimes will go to a cemetery like the day after Memorial Day or a couple days after the crowds are gone and pay my respects, but I try to avoid the Memorial Day celebrations and whatnot, and it's just me. But in any event, wanted to remind everybody of the meteor shower tonight or early tomorrow morning. Start about 1 o'clock. Look more or less to the west. I'd get out there about 12:30. Let your eyes adjust to the dark. If you've got a lawn chair that reclines, take it. Just lay back. You don't need a scope. You don't need binoculars. And this could turn into not just a meteor shower, but what they call a meteor storm. It's got the possibility of doing up to 1,000 meteors an hour, which is a lot. So be sure if you can stay up that late, go check that out. If you can't stay up quite that late, if you get out there about 10 minutes to 11, there is a satellite. It is the SpaceX Crew Dragon 4, named Freedom, launched on the 27th of April of this year, docked with the ISS. The three astronauts and one European Space Agency astronaut aboard. It is on a six-month mission. And at about 10:50 in the northwest, it'll break the horizon. It'll rise, headed towards the southeast. It will rise up to an altitude of about 45 degrees, which is fairly well, ought to clear just about anything in your way. And it'll be visible for several minutes, at least 6 or 7 minutes, and then it will disappear off into the southeast after that. It should be a fairly easy spotted and fairly bright satellite that you can see, and you can say that you saw one of SpaceX Crew Dragons go by. So that's about all I've got. Anna, say hi to Chad for me. I need to talk to him a little bit later, but it's nothing urgent. And you all have a good rest of the evening. Hope you get a chance to catch the meteor shower. Hope the meteor shower actually happens, because it's, you know, they think it will, but then again, it might not. So in any event, Happy Memorial Day to you. Hope you all had a good weekend. I will say 73s and back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
This is KO4RYP, net controls of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mr. John, thank you very much for the reminder about the meteor shower. I was just looking on the calendar. I knew it was coming up, and Chad had written it down for us. So we are going to try our best to jump out there and see what we can see. I'll have to set an alarm. Not sure I can stay up that late, but I will do my best. Thanks for checking in, and I appreciate it, and glad that you had a good weekend. All right, this is KO4RYP, net controls of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net controls of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we'll keep trying in a little bit to get some more check-ins, but right now let's move on up to our next person for the RAC 2. KO4QLG, Mr. Chris. How are you doing tonight, Chris?
Doing great, Anna. I'm just basically wanting to send out my heartfelt condolences to all the families who've lost a member while wearing the uniform in service of our great country. Flew my flag today. It went up at 6:19 this morning. Went straight to half mast till noon. When it went full mass, and reluctantly lowered at 20:37 sunset. And it's a bittersweet holiday for some of those out there. I flew the flag for all those that are fallen, but specifically for my cousin Lance Corporal Jerry Phillips, who passed away in the Quang Tri province of South Vietnam on March 23, 1967, by friendly fire. I never knew him, but I hope a little bit of his spirit lives on through my words. It was people like that that gives a lot of us the drive we need to not live our lives in vain. I'll be staying up for the meteor shower tonight as a great end to a great day.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for that great reminder. You're exactly right. This is always a bittersweet holiday for so many, and we owe a great debt of gratitude to those who did give their lives in service to our country. So I'm super glad that you I love that you flew your flag today in honor of them, those who have fallen. So thank you for that reminder, Chris. And I'm glad you're going to try to see that meteor shower, too. We can compare notes afterwards to see who had the better show. You might have a little bit better, if you're up at your shop, you might have a little bit better of a view than Chad and I will over here in Campobello, but we'll have to compare notes afterwards. But thank you for stopping by tonight, Chris. I appreciate your comments very, very much, and a happy Memorial Day to you. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet? If so, please call KO4RYP.
For RYP and 4OVQ, Stacy and Anderson just in and out.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome N4OVQ, Stacy and Anderson. Thank you for stopping by. You make number 50 for me. So that means you win the door prize tonight. Mr. Gary on Wednesday nights is in charge of giving out that door prize, but you at least do get bragging rights. So thank you for checking in with me tonight. So I hope you are doing well. All right. Going to move on up to our next station for RAG2. That is KO4WWZ, Mr. Chandler. Mr. Chandler, how has your Memorial Day been today?
Well, Miss Anna, it's KO4WWZ. My Memorial Day has not been that bad. Mainly, just helped my stepdad put up the flat screen TV. We got a new mount for it. And we had to re-center fix it up where it won't crawl off. But it's got better. It's looking good. The entertainment center is coming along well. But well, my main focus was this past weekend was starting the search for a 94 Chevrolet 1600 that used to be owned by my now deceased father. I figured out what I need to do. You know, I'm going to have to make my way over to the tax office in Greenville and see if I can't find the records to get the VIN number.
Chandler, it sounds like you had a productive day and a productive weekend. That's great. It's always good to check some things off the to-do list. I was able to go help my sister hang some wallpaper in her house, which is a little bit messy of a job, but we muddled through and did a pretty decent job of it. So it is always good to get some things marked off that to-do list, for sure.
Roger, roger. Just wanted to say a quick thank you for all the families who have people who served and died. Thank you very much. The sacrifice is very, very hard and painful for the people like that that make me want to strive to be somebody people to look up to and be an inspiration to, kind of like Chad. I know he was in the service and I really appreciate him, but just people like that make me want to be really inspirational.
I sure do appreciate your comments, Mr. Chandler. It's it is always a sobering day to think about the families that have given their loved ones in service to our country. But I think that you and Chris both just kind of hit the nail on the head that, you know, it's we hope that their sacrifice was not in vain and has inspired us and others to strive to be better people and to give and serve in any way that we can. So thank you very much for those comments. You got anything else for us tonight, Mr. Chandler?
So I was listening in a little bit before the net, and I heard Chad talking. But when the net was finished, could you inform Chad that I'd like to talk with him a little bit? And with that, I'll get it back to net control. I got to drive back to the house, and I'll keep listening to when the...
Chandler, I'll make sure that to relay your message to him for sure, and I shoo him out of the on the ham shack when I'm calling the net a few minutes before the net, just so I can get all my stuff in order and be ready. So I made him give up the mic and get out of the chair for me tonight. So I'll make sure that he stays on frequency after the net. Thank you for stopping by and visiting with me for a little bit. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu? Please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed any station for comments or check-ins? If so, please call KO4RYP.
RYP, Miss Anna, let me give you one more, if you would. Please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Radio, AK4HR, Mount Simpsonville, South Carolina, tonight. No comments, no traffic, 73 to you and everyone on the net.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Mike in Simpsonville, AK4HR. Thank you for stopping by. Mr. Mike, you pushed me over the 50 check-in mark, which is always what my goal is when I call the net. So I sure do appreciate it. Appreciate you stopping by. Any additional check-ins or comments that I've missed, please call KO4RYP.